Nice. In the room with us is Uncle Joe. Hey, hey, hey. Joe is celebrating a birthday today. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, you mentioned something as I was coming in, not because I was coming in, but you're doing your own day, this day in history, and this is when Otis Redding went down Lake Monona.
Right.
My cousin lived right on the edge of the lake, and I was up there gigging that night. But you said something I was completely unaware of. The Grim Reapers opened, were supposed to open.
Right.
That's Rick Nielsen and Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick. And Rick could never understand why they couldn't get gigs with a name like that. But I did not know they were on the bill.
Plane crashers.
They're going to start playing Retirement Villages. It just matches up.
Billy, look at you.
How are you, man?
Not too bad.
Billy Gardell of Mike and Molly is in the room. Billy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Welcome in, right? I'm very happy to be here and honored to see this guy. We're celebrating him today.
I am.
You should be celebrated. You're a good man. They brought me in here to assassinate you, but I can't. You've never said a mean thing to me. You've never been bad to me.
I got to tell you, we were shooting a video. We shoot a lot of video on this to social media. Get it up there.
Sure.
And they wanted me to be rude to him in a video.
Right.
And you look at that. You can't.
There's not dirt on him.
Can't be done.
Yeah,
dirt on him. I know.
I just couldn't. I just told him, I said, just scrap the video. I can't do this.
You know, there's always something we could do that they used to do in the old days. We could just love them and be nice.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. I mean, we have to tear things apart.
There's no fun in that.
We could actually just say what a great guy he is.
Now, Joe, along with Billy Gardell, we have a mystery guest.
A mystery guest.
On the phone.
Don't look at the phone.
Good morning, mystery guest.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
Hello.
Now, Joe, Lisa, happy birthday to you, okay? Happy birthday.
Listen,
Joe, do you remember when you were a little boy and you stole a microphone from my garage? You remember that?
No, sir, I sure don't.
And then you played the DJ for the whole family. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Why no, you remember that? You wanted to be big movie star radio guy back then when you were a little boy.
Yeah, but, dude, I grew up in the 60s. You expect me to remember too much?
Well, one day, I tell you, you were so depressed.
Yeah.
I told you, look, you just got to keep a believing, Joe.
Do you
and
know
you
who
should never stop believing, you know?
Did you write the song on the piano or on the guitar? Which was it?
You know, Joe, I actually did write that on the piano.
Say good morning to Steve Perry.
I did have a little bit of help, though, with the band. Yes, I did.
Wow.
Great accent.
Wow, they let
How are you, Joe? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. They let you back in.
Let me back in. Now, I think people don't know, but my name is Steve Perry. I used to be in a band, and Joe's been so kind to me for over the years.
This guy
has been the best.
Did you guys have a hit or two? You used to be in a band. My wife still flutters when she sees you at a baseball game.
What have you been up to?
You know, I'm in the studio. I started, there's been so many rumors, you know, going around that I'm in the studio. I've been in there for years. The truth is, I finally went into the studio in March, and I've been in there ever since just trying to finish this record.
Uh-huh.
When can we expect to hear said record?
I've asked myself that today. You know, I mean, I certainly am looking forward to finishing it. Put it that way. I want to get it done probably in the early part of this coming year.
Well, Steve, let me speak for Uncle Joe in that when said record is completed and ready, we have a nice warm chair in here for you to come in.
Oh, that would be great.
And we can feature the record, maybe even get you to play some of it live. We can
We can do that. But let me tell you, today isn't about me. It's about Uncle Joe, Mark.
You're correct.
It's about Joe, and this guy has been around forever. And I'm telling you, you know, people out there in the radio world need to know something that this guy is just an avid supporter of the soul of music. He really, really loves music and the people who make it. And he never gets into crappy controversies.
Yeah.
He just stays with, I think, the heartfelt soul of what music is about. And and I really appreciate that.
Well, those are good words, and I can tell you that I met Joe 30 years ago when we first started doing the morning show on KLOS, and he was doing nights. And for 30 years, I've known this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the Sound first called me about doing the morning show, Joe was currently doing it, and I was very concerned about that. And they said, no, we're going to move Joe. He's just going to move in the middays. He'll like it. And so they told him on a Monday, I believe it was, and I was going to wait the day, and then I was going to call him. He called me within 5 minutes after they told him and welcomed me to the.
That's just the guy.
I mean, you can't find no dirt on him. I met him 20 years ago.
I must tell you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying I'm a comic, and I met him 20 years ago outside the Ice House, and I think there might have been 8 people in the crowd that day. And it's just one of those nights where you're just reevaluating, wow, I really should have took an English course at night or something. And, man, he came up to me, and there was nothing but positive energy. And he was like, man, listen, you're funny. I'm going to get me some of your recordings. I'm going to get you on the funnies, and I want to promote you. And tell me when you're out here, and I'm going to show up. And, you know, when you come to Los Angeles, anyone who is kind to you is like a
yes.
And but the beauty was he was so true to his word, man. I would come out there to the club and he would show up, always positive, always gave me some support when nobody. I couldn't draw flies back then, and he was putting me on the funnies, man.
Now,
and just always.
If you've been an asshole, wouldn't have happened.
He deleted you. He delayed Joe, Uncle Joe.
Joe, have you
it's
ever been
birthday.
Dumped out in your life?
I've been waiting all day for that.
That's even a whole career without a cough button.
Now,
that's
Joe,
his first one.
Joe, what got you in trouble was the whole part.
Oh, I see.
That's what
the
got
whole,
you done.
Yeah.
You can't put those two together. Yeah. Now,
like he doesn't know.
No, the same thing.
What if I say one and you say the other?
Yeah.
Say
same thing with Steve here. We first met in Milwaukee County Stadium. You're playing out there. He was looking over the crowd, and I was thinking, who's this little guy over here with a Portuguese accent? And it was, but he's a real human being, a real person. And there's a few people in the rock and roll business aren't.
Yeah,
Christian.
Well, Joe said, this little guy, nice nose. That's the first thing he said to me.
Well, Joe, here's my question, because there are two universal truths. And they're both about guys. First of all, after a guy eats, within 10 minutes, he's going to take a crap. That's number one. Number two.
Everything's working correctly.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
And number two, women on their birthday, they want to go to a nice dinner. Men on their birthday, they want to get laid.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure, of course, your lovely wife, Jan, can you still get it up? Are you still capable of bringing things?
I'm going to jump out of this conversation. Right? Wow. Show some respect to the man. He's 54 today.
See, I'm half Italian. He doesn't know.
The good half.
You know, I got to tell you, when a guy like you, Uncle Joe, when people like Mr. Gardell and
I love
and Steve, when they come to your aid and say happy birthday, that's the measure of the man right there.
That means it so much.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, brother.
Did you hear the passion in that happy birthday?
Yeah,
good guy.
I know.
Well, listen,
then
Joe,
I'm not going to hit him up for a backing vocal gig then.
I do need some low voices, though. I do.
Well, I got one of those. I had offered, you guys don't know this, years ago, because he's had his voice all the way along. I kept, you just need to go out and do a couple shows. Yeah. I'll introduce you. That right there will guarantee it's, you know, why he never went on stage until the Eels approached him after the...
Well, Joe and I joke in the hallways, but it's true. When I first went to KLOS, Joe was there, and then Joe left, and I stayed. And then I left, and Joe came back, and then Joe left, and I left, and then we're both here again. It's just what it is.
You guys are like that dog and that coyote and that cartoon. Bob and Fred. We just keep passing each other every 5 years. All right, Bob, I'll see you later.
Joe, as a man who has known you for 30 years, the sincerest and happiest of birthdays.
Thank you, brother. It was fun introducing you on stage and telling all those lies the other night.
And Mr. Perry, I will look forward to seeing you in this room soon.
Yeah, we'll get together. Happy birthday again, Joe. Sincerely.
Thank you, thank you very much.
All right, take care, guys.
Billy,
right,
feel free to stick around, and we're only got
that
a few.
Was awesome. I mean, you can throw me out of here anytime. You know that.
Please
whenever,
stick around, and we're just gonna.
I'm here. I'm gone. Whatever you need. I'm so happy to come say happy birthday to you. Thank you for being such a kind man for so long.
Did you bring the hot rod in today?
I did, bro. I blew it out. No, nice. I didn't. I can't even get it down that ramp.
That's what I was going to say. You know, when he's got his hot rod, he was driving down in the Disney lot over there with those speed bumps.
At the Warner Brothers lot.
Warner Brothers lot. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right across the street. Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah. The oil pan came off the car.
Well, after saying that men, after they eat, 5 minutes later, they got to take a crap. I got to go take a crap.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
But in about 8 minutes, we've got the Pro Football Slam. You're a big fan.
I am a big fan, but I got slammed in this contest.
Yeah,
I got busy and I got dumped out.
I was doing everything that you were picking.
I know.
And I'm doing pretty well.
Hey, what about my Panthers? We're 12-0.
I knew you'd be singing that song.
He talks to ballets about the Panthers.
He rightfully should, but I'll tell you what. My Steelers this Sunday, it's going to be the tail there.
Who we beat? Cincinnati?
We beat Cincinnati. I think we're going to roll.
Why is Aaron Rodgers playing for them this time?
Dude, hey, let me tell you something. When number 7 is on the field, it's another ball game.
We're just going deep.
That guy.
That's our new plan. Go deep.
That guy, he's so tough.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, he's like a gladiator.
Yeah. And those three receivers that have woken up, I think we're going to make a run. And how great is it that New England is going into shambles?
Here's my thing. I hate it because I'm hoping that my Panthers are going to make it to the Super Bowl.
I think they are.
And if we do, I wanted to beat a really good Patriots team, not the garbage burning dumpster they seem to be. I mean, the Eagles went into New England and beat them, and they suck.
Yeah.
God.
I think it's Carolina and Arizona in the NFC Championship.
I agree. I think that's it. I'm just praying that I get home field. I don't want to face them in Arizona.
No, I think they're going to win out, is what I think.
Jesus.
I think they're rolling.
I'm too excited. I got wood now. You know, I got to go take a crap with wood.
The way you're squirming in your seat, I think you really should.
I'm telling you. All right, Billy, stay for the slam, okay?
Anything you need?